Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. Daughter of Zion, behold, surely your salvation is coming. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart.
Hear, hear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Jacob like a flock. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man, whom you made strong for yourself. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Salvation is coming. The Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be given to serve you with cleansed minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from the fourth chapter of Malachi. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. Thou will leave them neither root nor branch, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded in him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. This is the word of the Lord. Epistle is from the 15th chapter of Romans. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may, with one mind and one mouth, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name." And again he says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples." And again, Isaiah says, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope." Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Our sermon text from Luke 21, verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This getting ready for Christmas is kind of fun. Do a little shopping. Put up some lights and decorations. Attend some parties. Eat some cookies. Go to a Christmas cantata. However, today's readings are just not very helpful when it comes to those things. The prophet Malachi speaks about the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The gospel reading is clearly speaking about the coming of judgment day in which heaven and earth will pass away. So here I am, just starting to get into the Christmas spirit, and the liturgy directs my attention to the last day. I mean, didn't we just finish the church year with the story about the sheep and the goats and the 10 virgins? In fact, to tell you the truth, I'm not really thinking about Christ's second coming at this point, and I didn't really want to preach a sermon about the Son of Man coming in a cloud to punish the wicked, to save those who fear God's name. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with celebration, Christmas. And also in today's text, there is plenty of comfort in the readings. Malachi says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." And the epistle tells of the root of Jesse who is coming. And the gospel says, "Look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near." But once again, this good news is only for those who are awaiting the end of the world. If you're simply trying to have a merry little Christmas, the readings don't make a lot of sense. And that is why, my friends, we need God's Word. We need to take heed to ourselves, lest our hearts be weighed down with carousing drunkenness of the cares of this world, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. There's nothing wrong with a nice meal, some presents, and Christmas lights. But we do have to remember and have the right focus that all of those things will pass away. Like the people to whom Malachi preached, we have busied ourselves with the things that will pass away. And so when we cry out for help with living in this world, at the same time, God is trying to prepare us for a life in the world to come. We desire Christ to come and help us with our agenda, that is, with wrapping and baking. Yet our Savior comes to rescue us from destruction. He desires to forgive us our sins, to purify our minds, so that we might serve our neighbor in love. First of all, you see, we need someone who is going to bring us back to our senses, that we might put things in their right place. The prophet Malachi was sent to the Old Testament people to proclaim, "Behold, the day is coming." You see, for those who continue to live in their sins and are only concerned with celebrating in this world, only concerned with that, this day will be dreadful. They will be like stubble, and it will be like a burning oven. Malachi tells how God will send another Elijah to turn God's people. That man was John the Baptist, who came and said, "Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Behold, the axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." And today, pastors are preaching to you about the advent of Jesus Christ, not just the celebration of a birthday party, but God's salvation from the punishment of sin on the last day. And so first of all, to bring us back to our senses, we need to hear the Word of God and what it is saying about those things. Second, the way that we prepare for Christ's coming as we hear the Word of God is not that difficult. What does it say? Malachi says, Remember the law, that would be the Torah, of Moses, my servant, which I commanded in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. God is saying, listen to the word, the statutes and judgment. St. Paul says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. And so with the hearing of God's word, we are to look forward in hope to Christ's coming. Jesus says to us, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Watch, therefore, and pray. The words watch and pray are about the hearing of God's word and the prayers that we return. We ask God for the things of which he tells us. And so, first, we hear the word. Second, we want to listen to the content of what it directs us to, the content of it. And third, we see that through that scriptural message, God's messengers are turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. What we find is that we are disobedient children who have not listened to our fathers in the faith. Yes, Noah and his family listened to God's word. They escaped the destruction of the world which was to come. Abraham had great hope and taught his family. He did not cling to this world and the stuff of this world, but he left his home, traveled to a land which God would show him. Moses was God's servant who believed in the coming of the great prophet and led God's people out of Egypt. You see, through the hearing of God's word, our hearts are changed. Although the day is coming, need not fear. We will not be burned up. We will not suffer loss because we're not clinging to the things of this world. And so we will escape that curse of death. Through the sacrifice of God's Son, we have been made his people. We are forgiven, and thus we are gathered by his word as saints of his. We are those Gentiles that Paul was talking about who now rejoice with God's Old Testament people, believing we have great hope and joy and peace. So let's take a look at that epistle reading just a little clearer to this morning. You see, the Holy Scriptures give us patience and comfort and hope. The Holy Scriptures teach us patience by giving to us God's plan and how God works. What you will find is that God doesn't zap you so that all of a sudden you're a completely changed person. Though we are saved in an instant, that is, through faith in Christ Jesus, God works quite slowly to make changes in our lives. Our sanctification happens over months and years. The epistle from today, Romans 15, speaks of that patience, the patience which God's word imparts to the believer. You see, our God is a God of patience, and God wishes to make you patient as well, even as he is patient. So consider how our God worked with his people in the Old Testament over 2,000 years. As verse 8 says, he made promises to the fathers, and then God fulfilled those promises by sending a Savior to the Jews. Jesus says in John chapter 4, salvation is of the Jews. However, at the same time, God was planning to save the Jews. He was doing it through a Jewish Savior. He was working through the Jews, that they would confess God's holy name, so that the Gentiles too would be saved through that same promised Savior. That was God's plan. And patiently he brought it about through those years, 4,000 years from Adam on. And so our God has brought us back to our senses so that we might desire a Savior, one who prepares for us eternal life. Then we are ready to receive his patience and comfort. And thus the comfort comes because we are comforted in knowing that God's not going to allow any harm to come to us. He will deliver us from evil. With eternity guaranteed, we are able to have help for the present. Now, This is not necessarily help with Christmas deadlines, but it's the real help. The real help that we need in this Christian life. It is speaking about the help of God in bringing us to one mind and the confession of one mouth. It is help with loving your neighbor. It is help with daily devotions and understanding the Word of God. And if you think about it, patience and comfort is in fact the help that we need for, well, Christmas deadlines. So that we might be generous with others, that we might learn to be patient with store clerks and the quirks of family members, or the afflictions and disasters that happen. Anxiety and worry are taken away when we know that God has a plan. And so in today's Holy Gospel, we learn that things are passing away so that we might have comfort. God directs us to His Word. He says, "But my words will never pass away." The world could quite easily weigh us down with carousing, drunkenness, and just the cares of this life. But God gives us hope, a hope of eternal life that we might know our ultimate end. And so the Savior who rode into Jerusalem in last Sunday's Holy Gospel has secured our redemption. His crucifixion and His resurrection are our guarantee that God has secured our eternal security. Jesus Christ is our guarantee of the good things that are to come. And so before He ascended up into heaven, He instituted and established His church. And He tells His church that it will never pass away. Now how can that be? Well, it's because the church is established or built on His Word, and the Word will never pass away. And so Jesus tells us in today's Holy Gospel, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So the church hears the Word and has patience and comfort and hope. With these gifts, we are ready. We are ready for Christ's advent, that is, His second return. We're not concerned about the passing away of earthly things. Oh, sure, we use the things of this world, but we do not let them become a snare to us. Even while we attend parties, decorate earthly things, our attention, though, is fixed on the Son of Man, whom we will see coming in a cloud with power and great glory. We hear the Word of God and we rejoice with God's people. We look up, we lift up our heads because our redemption draws near. We sing to God's name and rejoice. Come, Lord Jesus. And we have patience. It will happen. It will happen in God's time. We have comfort because our God is working out things for the good. We have hope because our sins are forgiven. And eternal life is secured. O God's people, lift up your heads and rejoice. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 143, Create in Me. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus Christ, the Son of righteousness, the root of Jesse, and the Son of Man coming in the clouds, we give you thanks that we need not fear your coming, but may lift up our heads in the confident hope of eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we ask that your church might not be caught lazily sleeping in her sinfulness, but would be restored so that she would hear your glorious voice with a glad heart and give herself over to the rejoicing voice of prayer. May all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, preach the coming kingdom of God, that it is near, and thus turn the hearts of your people to the coming Lord. Bless the word that is taught to the children in our learning center, that trusting in your eternal word, they will never be ashamed. We ask that you would bless our director Keeley as well as the rest of our staff, that by the teaching of your word, both adults and children would have hope. We ask your blessing upon Pastor Carver and St. Paul Lutheran Church in Taylorville, North Carolina. Let us pray to the Lord. Give your blessing to our President Joe, our Governor J.B., to all in authority over us, and grant them your grace and guidance. Grant protection to our military, those who risk their lives for the common good, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, and our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex. Almighty and everlasting God, you're the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those who have been affected by the coronavirus throughout the world. We ask that you would bring comfort to those who have lost loved ones, even as we ask that you would be with Charlie at the loss of his wife, Barb. We ask that you would provide care for those who are infected, that you would calm the worries of the timid, and that in all their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
be with our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Brad, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Laura, Grover, Joyce. We ask you to be with our students, Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, and Benjamin and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Peace in your borders and fills you. Thank you. Thank you. to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.